After a series of delays and derailments, it's clear that our region's rail infrastructure is in trouble. And in Newark this afternoon, elected officials put on an awkward show of unity as they pleaded for Washington's help. As WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports, Governor Chris Christie is in a particularly lonely place.
Specifically, standing in Penn Station, Newark, a few steps behind Senator Cory Booker and a few steps in front of a crew of activists holding up signs like, "From Bridges to Tunnels, Christie is NJ's worst transit disaster." Christie and Booker want the federal government to help pay for a new $23 billion tunnel under the Hudson River, known as Gateway. But in 2010, Christie killed a similar plan for a cross-Hudson tunnel. That one was called the ARC. So when Booker asked reporters,
"But is there anybody that has questions? Yes, please."
The first question was for the governor. Would it have helped to not cancel the ARC tunnel?
So I know you said it for Governor Christie, and I'm just going to answer that question really quickly because it's my press conference.
Again and again, Booker gave Christie cover. He said, "We need the Gateway tunnel now. The canceled ARC tunnel is in the past."
I hate that I have to revisit that all the time.
Next question. What has Christie done to get his friend, President Donald Trump, to support Gateway? This time, Senator Booker let Christie talk.
"You know, I've already spoken to the president about this. So the president's well aware of my point of view on this project."
President Trump has not said he'll support the Gateway Tunnel, and his proposed budget would slash federal funding for transportation projects. The ARC Tunnel could have opened as early as 2018. Ilya Marritz, WNYC News.